Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the highs of elite level sport are there for everyone to see. We share a lot of them, of course, especially if, with the national teams in any sport. But the lows are much more hidden and are sometimes entirely private to an individual, even at the top level, even if they're playing on our screens. Gordon D'Arcy, a former Ireland international rugby player, is writing about this today in the Irish Times, and he joins me now. Gordon, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
I found your piece fascinating, I must say. Really insightful and very open. You write about the low moments, the highs and the low moments in sport, and how people deal with them. And you talk about the low moments in your own career and how it's so different now to what it was when you were playing for Ireland.
Yeah, I suppose it was a little trip down memory lane, and some of it positive and some of it negative. And I suppose I started at the very start of professional rugby, where I suppose it was a very alpha environment where showing a weakness was a weakness. You know, you never talked about being vulnerable, being open, or anything like that. You didn't show any weakness. Didn't show any emotion. Don't talk about things and just get on with it. And I suppose when I went into that environment, it wasn't a good fit for me. And I think what you learn over time, that there is no way of shortcutting this. Heard a great quote today: either make time for your wellness or make time for your illness.
That is a great quote. It kind of sums it up.
It completely is.
But
so
let me read you.
My stuff came out in a bad way, which needed to be fixed.
Yeah. Let me read people a great quote from your own article today. The learned behaviour at the time was to numb the pain, you say, bottle it up, and then try and ignore it. So can you tell me about some of the low points and how you didn't process them, and how that resulted then in your life or your play?
Well, I suppose I didn't really have any role models. So I went into professional rugby straight out of school, and I was training with grown men who were, you know, in their late 20s, you know, and some of them had families, and they came from a full professional, full amateur era, and of its time, like late 80s, early 90s, that kind of an attitude, which was very much, you know, don't talk about it. And that was, I suppose, I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be able to that'll resonate with them.
Yeah.
Growing up in the family hall, the man was the, you know, the center of the house, and he showed no weakness. And that was the era I came into. And I was a young kid, very, very immature, and made bad decisions because everybody else was doing following the lead. And
what
actually
bad
I needed
decisions?
Was somebody to talk to. Probably drinking too much, you know, going away from things, and when things didn't go well, not actually knowing how to, not knowing how to actually deal with a mistake, or not how, when things were going badly, rather than trying to ignore it, actually going, okay, well, what steps can I do to improve things or to turn things around? And then you build a reputation off that, and then it becomes a very negative spiral, and people look at you and go, oh, you know, is he a person you want in your team? And this in a sporting context.
And is that then what happened? Because you're writing today about how you had this negative downward spiral, and then Matt Williams shook you to your senses.
Well, I suppose he drew a line in the sand and said, this is you either change or leave. And it was very much an ultimatum, and it wasn't a light ultimatum. It was very clear. It was like 20 years of age, either stay or go. If you stay, I want change. And that was meant I had to then open up to all that stuff that you're bottling away and saying, you know, the realities that you probably know deep down subconsciously, but you're not actually engaging. So I actually had to start that process of actually going, okay, I'm not fit enough. I'm not mentally strong enough. I'm not resilient. There's lots of I'm nots.
Mm.
And what happened then is I worked with Enda McNulty on this, and with Matt Williams and other people I trusted, players that I trusted and respected, and kind of went, okay, well, what do I need to do to turn this on its head.
Yeah.
And I think the most important part of it is, and I think it references this in the article as well, is when you actually make that acceptance and you open up and you kind of go, okay, I am the problem, but I'm also the solution, that can be very cathartic. And then you kind of flip the whole thing in your head. Problems become opportunities and everything that comes with that. But it needed a catalyst, and sometimes it's a role model, sometimes it's a person, sometimes it's an experience.
Yeah. I must say, it's fascinating listening to you. Change or leave was some ultimatum from Matt Williams.
Yeah, for a 20-year-old as well.
Yeah, exactly. You're so young. But being the great player that you are, or were, and the great person as well, you were open to that change. You're willing to put in the work as well. Which brings me, I mean, that's your experience. It brings me now to Caelan Doris, and it's a quote you put in your piece as well today. With the shoulder injury, missing out on the Lions, the semi-final against Northampton, he said, "It's not nice to welcome those feelings and emotions, to sit with them and process them properly, but that's probably the best way to do it." And you're saying, what a change.
Yeah, and I'm so happy that this has happened. So like, I obviously was in that environment and came through it, and it was tough, and I enjoyed that tough process because I came out the other side. You kind of enjoy, you always smile and you enjoy something hard when you've achieved it. Like the tackle your feelings is a project done with Rugby Players Ireland, and that quote was actually in reference to a loss against La Rochelle. But what I loved from Caelan Doris about that is this is something he's going to have to do that whole process again. But I loved that. And he is so open with the process that he's going to go through. He's not going to try and numb it. He's not going to try and forget about it. He's going to tackle those feelings head on. And in some ways, he has to. And there will be a mourning period about that, because I'm sure he was the Lions captain from Andy Farrell's, and he was going on that tour. But life had a different path for him. But I think, as I said at the start, you can't get away from dealing with what goes on in your head.
Yeah.
If you don't, it comes out somewhere. And I just think as a role model now, with saying things like that and leading like that, it's what makes him a natural leader, and why Andy Farrell, because if you don't know yourself, how can you lead other people?
Well,
and I think for young kids, I think he is going to be a bigger role model from this side of things rather than anything he does as a captain for Ireland. Being a captain is a title, but actually this is being a role model. I think that's really, really important.
For sure. And an awful lot of young people and not so young people will be hijacked by negative feelings, and there is a way of dealing with it. Thank you for pointing that out today. Great piece, and we'll say, Gordon Darcy, thank you for joining us.